It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Time for the garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Greenhouse, right, Dwayne? Greenhouse now, right?
Yep, greenhouses are still going. And talking about greenhouses, we have a special on all our annual plants in our greenhouses. And so we still have a good variety, and stop in, and the price of the annual and the annual packs and hanging baskets are half price.
Oh. So
good deal. Good. A lot of people are replacing some things that haven't made it or adding to their baskets or gardens. They're kind of filling it in. So we still have a good selection left in Madison, Monty, and Dawson.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, the hanging baskets, those are pretty popular, aren't they, Dwayne?
They sure are.
We've got a couple of them we bought from you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
They're looking good. I don't know if you got one that is the dragon wing begonia, but which grows in the shade. But those right now they're huge and they're gorgeous, and for $15 you're getting a good deal.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to open up our phone lines for any lawn and garden question you have for Dwayne. You can remain anonymous, and Chris and Maynard will answer the phone here and take your question. Give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. And let's start with the plant of the week, Dwayne.
Hey, you know, one right before that, you know, they don't have to be anonymous. We'll take their name and
okay.
See what kind of problems they got.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So, whatever you want to do. Plant of the week, it's online. Paul posted that. It's Evans Valley cherry tree, and they're producing right now. And if you look online, it is really a pretty tree. There's these bright red cherries on there, and we had a chance to pick some this past weekend, and they're really cool.
Oh.
It's a sour pie cherry, okay? If you go to the grocery store, you buy cherries. Those are usually a variety like a Bing cherry, so they're sweeter. The cherries that are hardy here are sour pie cherries. You make pies out of them or jelly, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're good, but if you just ate them off the tree, they're kind of sour, so you have to add some kind of sugar or something. But making jellies or pies, they're really good. And it's a really pretty tree. It's not a real big tree, maybe 20 feet, 15, 20 feet, but I took some pictures, and it's really pretty.
Yeah, they produce a lot of cherries, that tree?
Oh, you know, some years they do and some years they don't. This year it's absolutely loaded on there.
Hmm.
So Evans Valley sour pie cherry would be a good tree to plant if you're looking for a fruit tree.
Okay. You have that in your yard, Dwayne? Or?
It was at a friend's house.
A friend's house, okay.
Yeah.
What kind of trees do you have in your yard, Dwayne?
I have 71 trees in a small lot.
No way.
Yeah, I do. I have an apple tree. It's a Harrelson. It's an older tree. That was in the yard when we bought the house many years ago.
Okay.
I have a lot of evergreen trees. I have a white pine tree, a Hummer choke cherry, Japanese tree lilac.
You know that,
A number of other ones, and then some specialty ones that are, you know, kind of bizarre.
Right. Of course, across the street here at the dentist's office, we talked about this in one of the first shows this year, that Japanese lilac tree was really blooming, you know, with the white.
Huge clusters of white.
Big, flowers. Huge clusters of white. Now it's all completely gone. Does that only happen one time a year?
One time a year. You know, it's like all of us. We have our time to shine, you know. And a lot of plants, you know, just flower once and then they're done.
Okay.
Except some plants, you know, like spirea, if you prune them and cut off the dead flower buds, you know, deadhead them, and they'll get the new growth, and they'll flower again. You can get a spirea bush to flower three times in one year.
Wow, yeah, that's what we have in front of our house. And the bush is really growing now.
Go home and prune it tonight, and it'll flower in about 3 to 4 weeks.
I'll leave that to my wife.
Okay, she likes to do those things.
Yep.
But
yep.
Talking about that, there's flowers that are produced on old wood. That means it has to grow like this year to and form the bud and flower next year.
Hmm.
That's like a lilac, okay, or azalea. So if you have a lilac or azalea that's done flowering, you should prune it so it can get growth this year, form the bud so it flowers next year. If you prune that early in the spring and cut off the flower buds, it doesn't flower.
Oh, okay.
And then there's bushes like spirea that flower on new growth. So if you keep pruning it and it grows, it'll flower that same year.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So it is definitely pruning time because the spireas are all done. So if your bushes are out of hand or you need to deadhead them, good time to prune them.
Okay.
So especially when it's 100 degrees out.
Right. So our plant, yeah, so our plant of the week.
You'll lose weight and sweat to death.
Right. It's going to get hot this weekend, it sounds like. So.
Yeah. So be careful.
So our plant of the week is the Evan Valley cherry?
Yes.
Okay. So what's our oofta plant of the week this week?
You know what? I'm going to go back because we never really got to talk about this one. Is that purslane weed that grows in the garden. And it's really bad. It's growing like crazy. And if you hoe it or cut it off and the pieces fall on the ground, it roots right away and you got worse problem than you had before. But that's about the only thing you can do. Hoe it. Pick up the pieces so it can't spread.
Mm.
And purslane is a flat weed that looks like a succulent, has a thick leaf, holds a lot of water, so it grows like crazy when it's hot out, and it's really a pain.
Okay.
That's why it's the oofta plant.
That's the oofta plant of the week, then. Okay.
You know what I got an oofta?
What do you got an oofta?
Insect. Ground wasps. I don't know if you've seen them, but there's a big, huge wasp that are out. Some call them digger wasps. Some of them dig into the ground and they have big mounds. I'd stay away. That's a oofta.
Okay. Yeah,
they're very good for you because they're not for you, but they're predatory wasps, so they eat other harmful insects. But
right. Yeah, we had that question last week: how to get rid of ground wasps out of my flowers. That was that question last week.
Well, there is, like I said, there's a puffer can that has a. And so you can puff it down into the, but do it late at night so they're in there.
Okay.
I wouldn't be trying to kill them when they're all flying around.
All right. All right, let's start with the questions then, Dwayne. Actually, I'm going to start with one of my own. I was in Norfolk, Nebraska this past week at my sister-in-law and brother-in-law's place. And they have a beautiful place in Norfolk, Nebraska. And they have 21 large evergreen trees in a row. They're planted in a row. They're pretty tall. But trees 4, 5, and 6 are completely dead. All the branches are dead. The 7th tree is starting to show brown needles. How can I stop it from spreading, my brother-in-law asks.
We had this problem before as our oofta problem, or oofta tree. What had happened is those evergreens, they're probably spruce trees, okay? And the spruce is getting, it's called Rhizosphera spruce needle cast. It's a fungus disease. So you should call your brother-in-law and have him call me, or else you explain to that he needs to either get Daconil, which is readily available in his area, and spray those trees, spray them as soon as he can, then spray them a second time before August 15th because they're still active. Then after August 15th, kind of goes, it settles down and it's not as bad. But
spray the
trees that are even brown. And spray all his trees.
All right. Going to have to cut them completely dead ones down, though, I'd guess.
If they're completely dead.
Yep.
If you look at the end of the branch and there's a bud there, flick that bud off, and if there's still green under there, it can come back.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Right. So they might look dead. I have sprayed whole groves around Madison a number of years ago and sprayed them with Daconil and came back 2 years later, and the trees were completely green.
Wow, good. So, all right, here we got questions coming in left and right. Again, Dwayne, you're pretty popular.
Okay, let's do the right ones. Hey, you had one before, a very important question. You had determinate and indeterminate tomatoes.
Yep.
What was that question?
Well, this person called in. Their tomato plants are waist high and very beautiful, but no tomatoes. How come?
Well, there's couple reasons, but this could take us the rest of the season to explain this. there's two different types of tomatoes. There's indeterminate tomatoes, okay, and indeterminate tomatoes, it keeps on growing. The growth is not terminated. It just keeps on growing. And even if it sets flowers, it keeps on growing and gets big. And those are later producing tomatoes, and they'll produce longer, okay? They start later and produce, they'll just keep producing. They just keep growing. It's kind of called a vining tomato, so you got to really stake those up. Those indeterminate varieties are kind of like the beefsteak, big boy, cherry tomatoes. They just keep going. Determinate tomatoes actually stop growing. They don't get as big when it sets flowers. Okay.
Okay.
Disadvantage of that is they only produce tomatoes for about a couple weeks, but they do their whole crop at one time. Those are like cherry tomatoes or bush celebrity, bush early girl, and paste tomatoes.
Mm.
And she probably has an indeterminate tomato that just keeps on growing, and it will produce tomatoes, but it just takes a longer time, and you'll have tomatoes for a longer period of time.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, my tomatoes are looking good. They're just starting.
Yep.
So, but they're tall already, the plant anyway. All right, just go ahead.
The tomatoes that are earlier, you know, those ones that stop growing, the determinate tomatoes, you'll probably get earlier fruit on those than the other, than the ones that just keep going and going and going.
Okay.
The other thing is maybe she needs to fertilize her tomatoes.
Okay.
Things that plants are under stress. So I would be, if we get some rain, hopefully pretty soon,
mm-hmm.
I would fertilize your plants and so they can produce their fruit. Okay. Mm-hmm. That might be one of the problems on her tomatoes.
Okay. This person has a dragon leaf begonias. Yep, there we go.
Dragon wings begonias.
Yep. Well, they're gorgeous, but now the leaves all fell off. What went wrong?
Whoa, did it dry out? Dragon wings begonia is a huge begonia. We talked about a little bit about that, in our greenhouse sale. She could have got red spider mites on there, and they sucked all the juices out of it. They could have got dry. It doesn't like to dry out. Begonias would rather be a little wet. Unless it baked itself to death, it doesn't like to be in the sun. It's a shade plant. We have a lot of beautiful ones. She wants to come and replace it in the greenhouse.
Okay.
Don't let it dry out. Your hanging baskets, your plants outside. This even includes a birch tree. Birch like it to have wet roots. And I have a birch tree in our backyard, and it's dry enough that the leaves, almost half the leaves have blown off because there's not enough moisture. So make sure that you're watering your plants.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here's the next question is, what are all the cobwebs all over the ground? They are a round cobweb type of web on the ground.
Yep. They're also in your plants, also in the soybean fields. It's called spider mites. Okay. Spider because they form a web. It's a real little plant, real little creature, an insect, but actually is a mite. And it forms that web. And what they do is they get under, like, potentilla leaves or in your grass, and they're a sucking insect, and they'll suck the juices right out of the plants. And, like, in potentillas, you could have three potentillas in a row, and all the spider mites would be out with the one end potentilla, suck it to death, and then they'll move to the next one, then they'll move to the next one. Got to spray with a miticide.
Okay. All right, that's all the questions we have for this week. Thanks for answering the questions, Dwayne, and thanks for all those that have called in. So what do you have going on at Heather Nursery again?
Well, again, we have our sale in our greenhouse, so all the annuals are on sale half price, and they still look good. So stop in for that. It's a good deal. Fill in your gardens or whatever. I got going on is enjoying the gardens. Tomatoes are starting to produce. Been eating peas. There's beets that are done. That are in there. There are a lot of things in the garden. So for all your hard work, you can reap the benefits now. And if you don't have a garden, go to the farmers markets. Most of them are open now, and you can get a lot of things, fresh from your local people that are growing them.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dwayne. Talk to you next Thursday.
Hey, everybody enjoy their garden. Have a great day.
Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Greenhouse with another garden show.